You're listening to Community Radio.
KBOO, Portland.
When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, the farmer is...
Tune in to The Dirtbag every second Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m.
Learn to grow your tasty fruits and vegetables in your home garden.
There is a monthly garden stumper, calendar of gardening events. You can even call in with your gardening questions.
That's The Dirtbag every second Wednesday, 11 to 12 a.m. That's on
K-B-O-O
Portland. Listen,
laugh, learn.
The farmer is the man that feeds them all.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stick with us as we play you music, throwback interviews, and more. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you on the other side, Indian Country.
That was Took to Strut by Pasik. Up next, we're going to have an exclusive expose piece by Chris associated with Rose City Native Radio and what is happening to the elders and population at the Winnemucca Indian Colony in Nevada.
I'm Doreen Brown, coming from Winnemucca Indian Colony. I'm speaking on behalf of all the elders here that are living on the colony, and we are calling out for more support here, more people to support us, more land protectors out there that can hear us. We need all the support we can get right now because I hear the demolition crew is gonna be back over here any day, and I don't want them hurting anybody or crushing more homes here, and we really do need a lot of help because we wanna try to hold them back from crushing our homes here. grandkids here, and I don't want to see them going homeless during this cold weather and the epidemic, and I really need help. I want more supporters here to support us, calling out for more supporters. And if there's anybody out there that can come and stand with us, I appreciate it. And the ones that are here, I appreciate them standing here with me and helping us, protecting us. And I don't know what I would do without them, but I sure appreciate them. That's what I got to say.
The president gave us this land in the early 1900s, and it was for the homeless Indians. And this so-called chairperson, Judy Rojo, comes in and she's taking our homes away, making us homeless. So that's not right. In anybody's judgment, they can see that's not right. She doesn't care about the elders. She doesn't care about the children. She don't care about any of the families that live here. She's greedy. She's out after the money. We got the dispensary up higher on the 320 up above, and that's making lots and lots of money.
So this was given to them. The first colony was up here, was given to them, and then the people moved down to the second one?
Yeah, most of them goes to the, or they can hook up, you know, like onto the city. Everything's...
Oh, the water line, electricity.
Water line,
oh,
power. Gas line.
Closer to work too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Walk to work.
So I live here about maybe 40 years or so. When I first moved up here, we had to purchase our own utilities. We paid a lot of money for it. And here now they're claiming our utility poles and all our water meter, everything, and they want to take that away from us and build the homes that what we were supposed to be given how many years ago back, and they never did give us no home. They're just using that money for their own self.
Yeah, you probably remember LaValle. This is her trailer, and they took her skirting off, cut her water line and sewer line and everything out of it. And that's the only thing they probably got back up was her electric. They had to pay for it themselves. And this is all close to the water line, sewer line, the city. And that's why they want to get everybody out of here. I think that's what their plans were.
I've been here ever since 1979. My son was born and raised here. And now I got grandchildren here. And the things that they're doing to us, I don't like it. I want somebody to put a stop to it. And the lady, the so-called chairwoman, I wish somebody would reveal her identification, because I don't think she's got a drop of Indian blood in her, no native blood whatsoever. Because her dad, I know, lives here in this town. His name's Gary Evan, and he's a non-Indian. And the mother, they say, is a Spanish woman. I don't know where she's from, but she's not. They never did reside on this colony. None of the council members reside on this colony, so-called council members. None of them has ever resided on this colony. And that's not right. They live in out of state, like California and
Missouri.
I don't know where all. But they don't reside here. Well, I think they're doing wrong here. They don't go by the Constitution and bylaws. And every time court orders them to do something, they don't abide by it. They're always going their own way about things, and nobody put a stop to them, and I want somebody to put a stop to that. It's not right what they're doing to us elders here.
And this house was supposed to be in this last round they were up there, they were going down that way. That one's supposed to have been demolished too.
They bought a van, saying in their information page on Facebook, saying that the van would take the elders and people to our clinic in Fallon. It's 2 hours away, but when we have appointments, we call them and they never take us.
Yeah, they done quite a bit of damage that first time.
This new trailer right here sitting, those are the kind of homes that they were planning on bringing in. And there's nobody occupying it now. They have the city desert disposal, emptying out garbages. So when the beeping sound that they make on these on their equipment goes off, they're like, they wake up to it and they start panicking. The elders, they've been getting through this through prayers. There's a sweat lodge that's up and they're utilizing that. They pray within their own homes and smudge their own homes, and you know, they're just getting through this through prayers. I know them. You know, they're part of my family. So I'm here to help them.
And they're not, these guys are supposed to be next, but they stopped right there. There was a trailer sitting here.
There's their administration building, and that's where their former chairperson was murdered at.
And every time seems like they come and crush somebody's home, there's drugs and paraphernalia and sewer that we send buckets and put it in cans. That's a lie. Every time they say something about it, it's a lie. We don't do drugs here. I'm too old for that. But that's what they say. They say we all use drugs and paraphernalia was found in the homes that they crushed. And
such
they have
people.
All kinds of excuses, saying this and that. All lies. Nothing but lies.
And if they do have put it in there, they're planting it. They're planting the evidence. They're planting the needles. They're planting the guns. They're planting all that stuff. They just lie.
They have proof. They haven't done anything.
But they say it to the judges, and the courts are believing them, you know. So, yeah, we're all murderers and awful people. But or whatever. But we don't. Everybody's got a power bill. We got city bills that we pay. We could prove that we got plumbing, and you know, they just lie.
And somewhere's in that apartment, that's where the BIEs, I guess, got stationed, so they can watch everything that's going on over here. They've been sneaking up and taking pictures, I think. I don't know what room, but they're up there somewhere. And they had both of these gates locked, and what, cable on the bottom?
Yeah, cable on the bottom.
And these guys took them out and threw them fence over. Whenever you leave out of here, they keep an eye on you and keep you out. That's what their plans were. Yep, we can't even get any, like, senior citizens used to get their food delivered. Once they've done that, nobody can get in there or bring food in or nothing. So. And we used to get a commodity there too on the colony. But they stopped that too. So.
BIA was hiding behind this thing.
Yeah, this is where they were hiding, yeah. Taking pictures. And this is part of the colony starting. Oh, you see, I don't know how far it goes over that. There's supposed to be 320 acres in here. So it goes quite a ways. And these guys look like they're still working up here. They're not supposed to be bothering anything. And this is all Judy Rojo's doing. She's planning on building some more homes over here for them white people to rent out to them. That's the way they are. Even court orders them to stop. They'll continue. They won't even abide by the federal court, whatever they order. They'll keep continuing on. They think they God's gift toward the people. They can do whatever they want. So.
This dispensary isn't supposed to be here because it's on federal land, but they had a permit to, or there was a court order or something for them to close their business, and they had 60 days, and it's past their 60 days, and it's still here.
And this is the dispensary that's supposed to be benefiting the colony, but none of it ever happened. Dead or what, from what I've seen, you know. And they've knocked down about 5 homes so far. So they were coming right down the line toward my home. So, that's what I'm wishing for is somehow I wish they could put a stop to them for good, you know. Let us live in peace over here. Thank you.
He came back next day.
It's freaking me the way. It's a good day, it's a good day. Life and time, you best look alive.
you wouldn't know how to abide with me.
Dance the thought right out. Texas stutter. Meet me in the middle. Coming through just a little. We'll be right back.
Swerve it, cruising really fast through the traffic,
super fast,
zoom, yeah, watch them panic, I need the bread, I need the bennick, stacking cheese to the moon, Wallace and Gromit,
yeah,
they really thought we lost, forgot that we helped them walk, couldn't really kill us, couldn't subdue us, gonna need bigger pucks.
Thank you.
I'm just vibing on low. I'm just vibing on low. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo. I was just trying to get stacks back then. I was hitting the packs, no studio before I had mac and cheese right on the racks. Trying to shine, stay on my grind, no 9-to-5s and just staying high. I was like, bye, I was gonna ride, trying to figure out what I'ma do tonight. I was just fighting my demons, dreaming, can't move. I was screaming, drinking, stinking. What was I thinking? Bringing pain into my binging. What does it mean? Trying to be clean, up in my res, you know what it mean. Talking, yeah, they be talking. Can't even walk without the ice talking. And these youth need more truth, need more visions, they need a boost. Lost in the sauce, lost in the juice. No one's a boss, but what does it cost? Up in my feelings, up all night. Hating myself, I'm losing my sight. I need the help cause I'm losing the fight. I need to know what's wrong from right.
They keep telling me to hold on. Got my head spinning all on. All around we gonna roll on. They keep telling me to hold on. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo.
I'm hopeless, I'm flying. On the side day, on tonight, if I'm dying. Homie said to get on this beat and ride it. Like the motion, so you keep on hiding. Take my denotes, light it, yeah. Hoping not to keep finding, yeah. All my ups and downs, side to sides. Like my smoke keep winding, yeah. Life's struggle, self-esteem so hard to love you. Can't remember when I wanna hug you. Last time it's all about was you. Now it's all about me. Now it's all about the green. Now it's all about the dream. Everything I wanna be in me. It's on the other side of being me. I need to get my mind right. I need to get my mind right. I need to get my time right. I need to get my time right.
They keep telling me to hold on. Got my head spinning all on. All around we gonna roll on. They keep telling me to hold on. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo. I'm just vibing on low. Probably wonder why I'm so emotional. Up and down, up and down, away we go. Up and down like a roller coaster, yo.
You can feel the love, you can feel the hate, you can feel rough, and you can feel great, you can feel the push, pull,
in a second. Wasted away, just stress and embrace each day. Just pray for more blessings. Sponge away the pain and regain your blessings. Some days you thrive, and then you survive, and you feel alive, then feel like you're dying. But gotta keep trying, believe in the timing, keep on smiling. Even when you're drying your eyes from the cry, even when you're hiding, putting on masks in disguise, and just keep on vibing. And one day you'll look back like it'll all be behind you. It could be hard for you to tell your tale. You have hardcore with a hard shell. You mask emotions so it's hard to tell. You pass on moments cause you're afraid to fail. I pray one day you can share your story. I know you have a soft side, you are storing. Mask off, cries from your eyes start pouring. You can find success in trying and that could be rewarding.
Here's to another sunrise in the morning. Sun up in the sky like an eagle soaring. Feeling the vibe like I'm feeling inside. I don't know, you're just feeling alive. You're breathing in life, feeling up alive. Oh, I can feel the vibe. Oh, I can feel the be upstanding, be yourself. Be honest with yourself. Oh.
Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 19th annual Silverton MLK Observance on Monday, January 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. streaming online. Racial and social justice activist Ajama Umi will deliver a keynote presentation addressed, Does American Identity Equal White Supremacy? This MLK Observance will also feature a Q&A session, songs, and readings. Again, that's the 19th annual Silverton MLK Observance on Monday, January 19th.